USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is endorsing raising the gasoline tax to pay for infrastructure spending, lending support to a measure that both Republicans and Democratic proposals have avoided in the debate about how to cover the cost of an infrastructure package. SpaceX has another successful launch of NASA astronauts.
SpaceX has successfully launched four astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2-1-0.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thank you, Lance, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
An Oregon woman in her 50s is dead after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Bitcoin's price is down, coming below 50,000 this morning. CoinMarketCap says that drop wiped out more than $200 billion off the cryptocurrency market. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden's administration for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules in handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Part of the 34-page lawsuit reads, administration officials have abandoned the pre-existing protections against the introduction into Texas and the United States of aliens infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus during a pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox Business this crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border reminds him of something similar during a previous administration.
This happened during the Obama administration. President Trump found a way to curtail illegal immigration, and with that, he was able to curtail the importation of drugs, human trafficking, all kinds of crimes that are happening along the border. Now, the cartel has amazing access that they did not have just a few months ago before President Biden came into office. It's really shocking, but it's not surprising that these are the results we've got. That's what I don't understand. I do not understand why the Biden administration is doing that, knowing that the model that was set up under Obama didn't work, allowed for more crime. The model under President Trump curtailed that crime, and yet we've moved back to this model that harms Americans, and I'm not sure even benefits the migrants who are subject to these cartels.
The administration has yet to respond to Paxton's lawsuit. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.